A Monday night in February 1959, the winter dance party came through Clear Lake, Iowa, the Surf Ballroom. The show was sponsored by a Mason City radio station, KRIB, and a young DJ from KRIB was named Bob Hale. Bob Hale was the MC that night and introduced all the acts on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hale.
In 1959, when the winter dance party arrived at the Surf Ballroom, the troupe was hungry, they were dirty, the laundry was on the bus, the windows were open because the laundry stank. I met a group of very unhappy people, and yet they greeted me with warmth. I could not get them to say, "Bob, it was Mr. Hale." There was maybe one cigarette smoke. There was no booze being drunk. They were young men who greeted my wife with, "Mrs. Hale, I am glad to meet you." That night turned out to be the biggest night of my life. Showbiz until I reached Chicago, and maybe it matched everything I did there. That night, as the show moved along, we set up the drums back here on the old stage behind these curtains. This was not here. You would have been here that night. When it came time for Dion and the Belmonts to perform, they needed a drummer. Carl Bunch was in the hospital. So we found a fedora, some dark glasses, and a jacket, and we put it on Buddy Holly. And Buddy played the drums. When the set was over, I sat down at the drums, and I asked Dion to introduce his band. And he went around, introduced everybody. And we got to the drummer, and he said, "Oh yeah, we have a guy here we had to fill in because Carl Bunch was in the hospital." He said, "This man's name is Charles Harden. Well, everybody knows him as Buddy Holly." And the band started. Gotta travel on. And the music started, the musicians changed, Buddy changed clothes, and we had a great night. Tonight, I get to introduce Buddy Holly. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Busey is going to give you one heck of a show. Welcome, Buddy Holly.
Something to say in prayer.
Pull your hats off.
There we go. We pray to the higher power, lifting Charles Harden Holly's name up in prayer. We pray the great thanks and the great honor it is to be here paying tribute to the young man from Texas. It's an honor to be here with all of you, and God bless the music of Buddy Holly, and let his spirit flow free tonight through all of you from the songs we sing.
In the name of our Savior, I pray. Amen.
I have an honor to introduce a man on stage to my right who was one of the original Crickets and played with Buddy that night in 1959. His name is Tommy Altsa.
I was 8 years old that night, friends.
Look how good he looks now. Writing a song called Cindy Lou, and he wanted to make a calypso. Cindy Lou, I love you. Yes, I really love you. And G.I. said, wait a minute. My girlfriend's name is Peggy Sue. Could you play that at a rocker and change the name to Peggy Sue, and I might get lucky? Well, he did. And here's that song honoring former wife of G.I. Allison.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue with that Peggy. My Peggy Sue, I love you, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
said, oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you to pack your shoe. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you to pack your shoe.
Texas, May 19th, 1979, when the movie premiered. Mrs. Holly said, one day I told Buddy, I said, why do you write songs like Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, I love you, Peggy Sue? And Buddy said, Mom, I just write nursery rhymes. And his mother said, it's time for you to write a love song, here. And she gave him a set of words written on a little piece of paper. And this is the song where Buddy Holly's mother wrote the lyrics. Buddy Holly, that's a big one. But last year, I was playing in Minneapolis at a film festival where they showed the Buddy Holly story with the band here. I would like to invite Chelsea Snyder to the stage. I want to introduce her to you because she's the reason I'm here. So let's have a hand for her. Have a hand for Chelsea. It was beautiful, huh? Her whole family's beautiful. And her family owns a certain ballroom, the Snyders. So Chelsea came to me and said, Gary, would you like to come to the surf ballroom in Clear Lake? I couldn't believe it. I was being invited, so I said, yes, ma'am. That was then. This is now. So here we are. Let's have another round of applause for Chelsea for joining us.
Actually grew up in Clear Lake, Iowa, and if you grew up in Clear Lake, you definitely watched the Buddy Holly story growing up, and so in my mind, this is my Buddy Holly, and so to have him here tonight is amazing, and I can only ask that. I hope this is an annual thing, and you come back.
Yeah. Thank you. you to feel younger?
Let's see. Show of hands. Got to get a lot of hands in the air, because if you're going to get younger, you're going to get smarter, and you're going to get faster. But it's great seeing you. God bless you. It's great to be here in front of you. This kind of thing's only happened for the first time once. The fact that we're up here, Tommy Alsop, who was the original cricket, me, I played Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly Show. So everything is going good. Every one of us are in tune. There's a group that came from Liverpool, England. They are known as the Beatles. There is one song in their career that they recorded that they didn't write. And we're going to play that song for you right now. To hear, darling, when you're near. Ooh, words of my womb whisper to my heart. A love will never part. Ooh, 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 thank you.
the words I want to hear. Darling, you're so near.
Thank you.
somebody cuts you off or flips a cigarette on your windshield, just say, well, all right, well, all right. A nighttime love will be all right. Well, all right, well, all right. We're gonna live and love through the night. We're gonna live and love through the night. We're gonna live and love through the night. Doing a question and answer session at the theater where they just sing the Buddy Holly story. Right in the middle of my questions and answers, Maria Elena Holly called me. And she was very upset she didn't be here. But she has bronchitis and the doctor said you can't fly. And she misses Buddy so much. And for 35 years, every February the 3rd, I call Maria Elena and tell her that Buddy Holly is still alive in your heart. Even though a loved one passes over, we'll still ride by you. We're still connected to you. If you want to, you can say, please come down and sit with me so I can speak with you. And you'll see a spirit sit down with an apparition. Well, Maria Elena and Buddy Holly were in bed in New York. And she said to him in Puerto Rico, Charles Harden Holly, you have true love ways. And he said, what'd you just say? And she told him in English, she had true love ways. And he said, thank you. And he wrote this song called True Love Ways. Sometimes we'll sigh. Huh? Are you guys in the yellow shirts pointing at me? What do you want? What? What? What do you want to hear?
Row, row, row the boat gently down the stream. Many, 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 like the other dream.
Okay. Called The Searchers in 1955 with John Wayne. And four times in that movie, John Wayne said,
"The Bible be the day of pilgrim."
And the last time he said it, he said it to Harry Carey Jr. And he said,
"The Bible be the day of pilgrim." And Harry Carey said, "When you die." So that's the song we're going to play. That scene is the song, right? Buddy Holly.
The day you make me cry, say you're gonna leave, you know what you like, come back to me today.
Tommy up there just staring the whole time. Yeah, I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world. He's just looking at me. This is a disgrace.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not done, neither are we.
Sad. Yeah. I mean, it's been in the news for, what, 4 months that he's going to do it? Could have practiced or something.
Maybe not had so much to drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Holly was the first white act that played the Apollo. Because when they heard the music, they thought they might be black, color persuasion. Well, there's no white people playing the Apollo. In the movie, you see Buddy Holly go out, and they were booed off the stage a couple of times. So he went back and said, I got a song for him. They won't be able to let us go. And here's the song.
Thank you.
say this, the way things are going,
I'll be back next year.
In the spirit of Buddy Holly. Have you all had a real good time? Well, I surely am happy to know the fact that you're here. Because you people are so important to the lives of mankind. Because I've never met more hospitable people than lovely people, and they cook steak like it's from another planet. It is so good. Right now, we bid you adieu. God bless you for coming. Thank you for coming. And tomorrow's the Super Bowl. Go Ravens! Go Ravens.
It's going to be a tie game tomorrow. Should be a tie game. Your mom and daddy be proud of both of their sons.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Gary Busey! Tommy Alsop, everybody! Tommy and Gary Busey! Gary, as a small token of our appreciation, and we can't thank you enough. It was so awesome to see the people that watched the Buddy Holly story this afternoon, and time after time after time, somebody would get up and say that, you know, I never heard of Buddy Holly before I saw the Buddy Holly story, and because of what you did and the way you portrayed him, I learned to love Buddy Holly and his music. There's no way that we can express our appreciation, but we do have a nice print here of the Surf Ballroom that we hope you'll take home and you will remember us. And you'll remember your time here at the Surf Ballroom. You know, they say the music died, but we all know that the music never died. Those of us at the Surf Ballroom are dedicated to seeing that the music lives forever and ever. So I'd please like you to join me in a moment of silence and our final tribute and celebration of Buddy, Richie, and the Bopper. Three stars, Buddy, Richie, and the Bopper will forever live in the Surf Ballroom.
We love you!
This is Richard Bell. Thanks, Mike.